This is Reuven Levy. We're learning together with Hashem's help the book Gan Shalom, The Garden of Peace by Rav Shalom Awush. We're learning through the Hebrew version of the book in chapter 9, page 209. We're learning a story, I think we're at the end of the story now, but we're still in it. But Rav Arish is telling of a student who had a situation where he was getting strong and his wife wasn't. And he thought that the better thing to do was, his wife was not interested in Judaism, not interested in getting stronger, and therefore his best option was to get a divorce. So he went to the Rav and told the Rav that was his plan. The Rav tried to persuade him otherwise, said, no, it's not the best course of action, stay with your wife, go pray, everything can change with prayer. The student thought better. The student decided, no, I'm going to find a wife who's interested in Torah mitzvot. Sounds sensible. And that way I'm going to be able to advance in my own Torah mitzvot much quicker and much better without all the obstacles of having a wife who was not interested. She goes ahead and does that, gets divorced, finds an amazing wife, right? His prayers, like Rav Dror told us, his prayers of course heard. And so he prayed for a wonderful wife, second wife, and he got it. He got an amazing wife who was very strong in Torah. What exactly what he wanted, apparently, what he thought he wanted. So what happened? So not long after that, 2 years later, the wife comes to Rav Arish and says, I can't stand this man anymore. I've been living with, even though I knew there was a problem when we got married, I thought it would change, but she can't suffer him anymore. She can't stand him anymore. He's become lazy, doesn't get out of bed, doesn't go to Davin, doesn't learn Torah. Exactly like the Rav thought. The Rav tells the individual involved, really you should have stayed with the first one. The first wife that appeared to be an obstacle in his path was simply a way of Hashem giving him what he needed. He needed to be slowed down. He needed to acquire his Judaism and a true place. When a person is about to shuva, as we all know, we're all flamed with desire, but it's not really true. We're not really holding on to it. As was proved by the fact that when he had the woman who was the second wife, who was very chazak, he dropped it all, or most of it. He lost a lot of it because he wasn't really holding that place. He thought he was holding that place, but he wasn't really holding it. Hashem wanted him to actually acquire it by struggling for it, by having to continue to be strong even though his wife wasn't. That would have embedded the Torah within him, and it would have been truly his. That's what Hashem was aiming at by giving him those obstacles. But he didn't want to know, and he thought he knew better. So the Rav's writing now. There's no mistake in the circumstances which a person faces. Everything is through the direction of Hashem. He does everything for a person's good. Doesn't matter what situation we're going through, everything is for our best. Whether we can see it or not, we have to trust Hashem that everything that is happening to us is for our best. When we pray out there, and in this situation that we just spoke about, the Creator knew very well that the desires, the will of that student was very weak. Therefore he gave him obstacles in order to awaken in him his desire. Everything that was upon him to do was only to strengthen himself, to overcome with desire and will, to increase his prayers, kisufim, and his yearnings, to achieve the thing that was being prevented for him. person is being prevented from doing something, there's two options. Either Hashem doesn't want you to do it because it's bad for you, or Hashem wants you to do it, but he wants you to have a greater will and a greater desire. Sometimes you don't know which it is. I've decided I want to open a new business selling cigarettes. So I'm finding that my way is littered with obstacles. What's Hashem trying to teach me here? He doesn't want me to do open the business, or he wants me to just have more with desire and will. So sometimes it's more obvious than others. I'm trying to learn Torah, but it's not going. What, you want to tell me that Hashem doesn't want me to learn Torah and he's showing me not to bother? Or he wants me to put in more effort? So, different situations where we find that we're prevented, and sometimes we have to discover what did Hashem really want? Hashem wants me to continue with this, or are you trying to tell me not to bother? Go home. Give it up. Forget it. Depends on what my intentions are. I have to be honest with myself. What am I really doing this for? I'm doing this for my own ego. I'm doing this for my Avodat Hashem. I'm pretending I'm doing it for Avodat Hashem, but I'm really doing it for my own ego. I want to be chief rabbi. Well, that's a holy endeavor. Surely Hashem wants me to be chief rabbi. Depends. Am I doing it for him? Am I doing it for him? Am I doing it for myself? Hard to tell sometimes. Hopefully, so we can go and ask a rabbi. Go out to the field. Hashem, what are you trying to tell me? You want me to stop this? You want me to carry on? What's the plan here? Okay. Through these obstacles and through the prayers, a person builds vessels to get closer to Hashem. Because at each level, a person needs to yearn and to desire and to pray until he achieves it, until he merits it. וכן במדרגה הבאה, וכן עלה, ממדרגה למדרגה. And so too on the next level up, and so too the next one, each one. Each level a person goes through, he can only break through with desire and prayer. That's the only way to get through each level in Avodat Hashem. Doesn't come any other way. I can't learn how to get through this level I'm on in order to get to the next level. It's not a question of intellectual learning. If I read this book, I'd understand and I'll move to the next level. No, can't move to the next level just through learning something or through being told. In Avodat Hashem, the spiritual ladder is a ladder of desire, a ladder of wanting to get closer to Hashem. And that only comes through being knocked down and having a desire to get back up. It's hard for me to... doesn't only have to come that way. If I desire of my own accord, if I decide every single night I'm going out to the field to scream like a lion, lion scream, but top, to, right? Then top, through my willpower, my desire, I can move up level. But if that's not me, and it's usually not any of us, or not many, then how does Hashem get me to desire anything? Right? I desire, what do I desire? I desire breakfast. I don't really have desires for Avodat Hashem so much. What does Hashem do? Hashem has to knock me over, and then the desire I'm going to need to get back up is the desire that's going to take me to the next level. So usually he has to knock me over in order to bring out from me, puts an obstacle in my way, in order to bring out from me that desire that he's waiting for, that I need in order to get to the next level. Because without that, I'm just treading water. The desire's not really coming up by itself. And even if I try, my own self-motivation is it's not so strong. So Hashem's helping me. Effectively helps me by putting stuff in my way, obstacles, that I have to have a strong willpower to get over them. And that strong willpower is the ticket to the next level. But this student was stubborn and decided that he didn't want obstacles, right? that Hashem gave him an obstacle, a huge obstacle, a wife that wasn't interested in Judaism. And instead of challenging that obstacle and facing that obstacle and getting over that obstacle, and therefore he would have got elevated to very high levels, he decided, I don't want the obstacle anymore, not interested, let's get rid of this obstacle, I'm going to divorce that wife, she's an obstacle in the way. And Hashem allowed him to do it, gave him what he wanted. And he was pacified by the cessation of the obstacle. That's what he wanted. And so he didn't have anything now to wake him up. Nothing which would strengthen his will. Right? Until he lost his will and desire completely. And he fell into a deep sleep. Right? Sometimes we want everything to go easy for us, which is natural. We want an easy life. But if that actually happened, we would fall into, spiritually speaking, a deep sleep. And we wouldn't move anywhere. Hashem gave us everything we wanted today. Fat bank account, complete health, wonderful Torah learning, a brilliant mind, everything was good, shalom by it. So, there's not a lot of growth. Oh, see, with me personally? You want me to put it in my bag and take it? Yeah, I think so. Yeah. You put your name in the front.
What?
Put your name in it?
Yeah,
okay. The odd prat hashkacha, shayal tovato. And another detail of Hashem's direction, which was for his own good. Shemechamet shara shabore, shemadrigato haruchanit hainim hi namukha. Since the Hashem saw that the level, his spiritual level that he was really holding on was actually quite low. Therefore, he gave him initially a wife whose level, spiritual level, was lower than his. Why? In order that he would be respected in her eyes. And also in order that he would have someone on whom to influence and whom he can give to. But when he was stubborn and decided that he didn't want this, he received a woman who was on a higher level than him. So he went from a woman that was on a lower level to him, which is what Hashem knew was good for him. It was going to help him because it gave him someone to give to influence, and also meant that his wife respected him because she saw that he was on a higher spiritual level. And to have a wife that respects her husband is a very good thing. But then the tables were turned. And instead, he got a wife who was on a higher level. Now she's looking down on her husband. And she's not respecting him, which is not an ideal situation for Shalom Bayit. Therefore, obviously, he wasn't respected in her eyes. And he felt, well, the difference between them. And therefore lost his self-confidence. When he saw that his wife was naturally on a higher level, then he lost his self-confidence. He realized in comparison that he wasn't actually really holding very high at all. And he started to shake, to wobble. And therefore he began to chase himself, to persecute himself. Until amongst this own, his own despising of himself, he also began to persecute his wife, and to disgrace her, and even stop her from Avodat Hashem. Because it weakened him in his mind to see that she was burning for Hashem, and he found it difficult to move. Right? When he was with his new wife, who was very chazak, and he saw himself how weak he was. So what happened? So first of all, he started persecuting himself. Look at me, I'm no good, I'm so bad, because now he's comparing himself to his wife, who's really strong. And he compared to her, you're right, I'm doing really badly, so I start chasing myself. Then what happens? So then I start to see my wife, and she's doing well, and I feel really bad every time I see her davening, every time I see her saying brachas with kavanah, whatever, it's making me feel really bad about myself. So what happens? So now he has to put her down, try and stop her, because he doesn't want to feel bad. So now the wheel turns. And now he turns out to be the one who's preventing his wife, Avodat Hashem Shalah, in her Avodat Hashem. Right? So originally it was the other way around. He now knows how it feels for the wife who used to be the one who was preventing him because she was feeling bad about herself. And now the situation has turned around. He's now in that position. That he's feeling bad about himself and he's preventing his wife. The whole purpose of marriage is only for the sake of simsum. Simsum. Let's see what that means in a minute. It's not an easy word to translate. Sheyela adam vishi samsemoto yoweoto likusim uusanot. So simsum here means, it really means constriction. Simsum is to constrict, to make something narrow. So he says here the purpose of marriage is for the reason of constriction. Why? What does he mean? Shiela adam, that means that a man will have someone who constricts him and awakens him to yearnings and desire. By stopping him, that's the whole idea, maybe he's going to say this now, of Eze Kenegdo. Your wife helps you because she stops you. It's the stopping which is the helping. The fact that she's stopping you and preventing you and putting obstacles in your way, that's what's actually helping you to get better and stronger. Right? It's like an athlete. If you want to strengthen an athlete, a weightlifter, a runner, whatever athlete is in the gym, how do you strengthen him? By putting more weights, by putting a greater obstacle. That's how you increase his strength. Nahon? So the same too with the wife. The wife increases your spiritual strength by stopping you, by putting additional weight on you, pressure, burdens, obstacles. That's the way you get a man gets strengthened. Eza Kenegdo, she's against you, she's stopping you, that's why she's helping you. Right? I'll draw this famous expression, shall I very much, of the man on the bike. If it's going easy, you're going downhill. Right? If you're working hard, it means you're going uphill, it's good. Right? It's only the work that makes us grow. Right? And our wife is put there to make us grow, to make us work. If it's going too easy, we're not working, when there's no work, there's no effort. I'm not feeling the pain. And there's no gain. There's no, what am I doing here? If I come in the house, and she says, my darling, put your feet up, let me make you tea. No, don't do anything. No, you stay there. No, sit and enjoy, right? And everything is wonderful. Then, maybe, top, once a week, once a month, once every so often, it's very nice, Baruch Hashem, it's very good, it should happen. But every single day, continuously, 24/7, to be like that? No, so that's not, something wrong here.
Do you know a woman who does that?
Shouldn't do that. She shouldn't do that.
She should not.
No, not 24/7.
You know,
no, no, but right, so a person should think that that's what's going to happen or that's what's going to be. It's not, right? That's not what you're dreaming for, not what you're hoping for. Right? Even the Gedolim, their wives give them a hard time. That's their job of the wife. They've got great midot, they're tzaddikim. They're nachon, and the wife is there to make them even better tzaddikim. How's she going to do that? By pushing him, pressurizing him, forcing him, making him do better, do more.
That's what the problem is. This is a rush test,
otherwise, what Rabbi Roche wants to flatline, to plateau out. I got to this level and that's it. No. Hashem wants him to continue. How's he going to do that? He's going to give him best ways to come through your life. Which is difficult. But to know it is good. To realize that that's what's happening. Right? To realize that all of this difficulty is actually from Hashem, and it's for my good, and it's for Hashem. It's not fun. It's not fun. Right, but even when a person's working out in a gym and he's putting on an extra, I don't know, 5 kilos, whatever he's putting on, it's not fun. It's like a big effort. He knows why he's doing it. I know why. What's to look like a monkey? But he knows why he's doing it. So he can be happy about it even though it's a big struggle. So I know it's for the good. Ubazechatu b'nei Aaron. In this, this is where B'nei Aharon, Nadav and Avihu, that's where they sinned. When Nashu B'mitan, they were punished with death. K'muva B'zohar Kadosh. It's in this week's parasha we just read, Bamidbar. Mentioned over there, in the middle of the parasha, that Nadav and Avihu's sons died. Why? It says over there in our parasha this week, not in the other one, because they didn't get married, they didn't have children, they didn't get married. So he brings that over here now. This is what they sinned in. K'muva B'zohar Kadosh, like it says in the Zohar Kadosh, Shachatam shel Nadav v'Avihu, that the sin of Nadav and Avihu, hayash shelo hetchatnu, was that they didn't get married. Ki hem lo ratzu but simsum, because they didn't want this simsum, they didn't want this pressure of having a wife. Rat ratzu la vodet Hashem b'li shum meniot and b'gvulot. They wanted to serve Hashem without any preventions and borders, limits. Lachen hem nisrafu, and therefore they were burned up. They thought that without the pressure of a woman, a wife, to come home, you've got to look after her, you've got to sit with her, you've got to talk with her, you've got to go and do the shopping, talk. It's much easier to serve Hashem. I can learn a lot more, I can pray a lot more, I can do a lot more chesed if I don't have to worry about sitting there and talking about, let's call it nonsense, but with my wife or wife, how many hours I have to do that day. Surely that time would be better spent with me in the Gemara. Instead of me sitting there talking about the supermarket or your mum or whatever it is, right? Devarim b'teilim, asur, right? Maybe, says the Yetzirah, it's better to spend that time in the Beit Midrash learning Gemara. It's much better, Avodat Hashem. Go out in the field, down and head for the dirt instead. Much better. No. Where we grow is through the simsum, through the obstacles that our wife puts in the way. That's where we really grow. Ki Hashem lo chafetz ve'esh hazor. Hashem didn't want the strange fire that they brought. You're right. They brought a very holy fire. It was on a very high level what they were trying to do. They were trying to do a tikkun for Israel, huge things. Hashem didn't want it. It's not. You're right. It's very nice. It's very nice of you to spend all day in Gemara. It's not what I want. It might be what you think I want. Right, you learn a bit of Torah, and you heard somewhere that it's good to learn Torah all day long. So that's what you think you need to do. You don't need to be at home. It's very nice, very pretty, looks good. It's not what I want. Just so same with the Nadav and Avihu. It says over there they brought a strange fire that Hashem didn't want. It's nice, very nice offering to Hashem. It's not what I wanted. I asked you to do that. I want you to dafka be at home washing the dishes. Bring me Ketoret on the highest level with Kavanot and right, go wash dishes. That's what I want you to do. That's a higher level of serving Hashem. Oh, you don't see it. According to you, it doesn't look like. I have no idea what you I don't know what serving Hashem is. I said, listen to my rabbis, listen to what Hashem wants, not what I think he wants. Shadam bo'el l'Hashem b'li simsum. When a man burns for Hashem without borders, and only wants to rise and rise without any fallings, without any obstacles, kashyan, without any difficulties, etc. Hashem doesn't want that. He doesn't want a person to rise without any obstacles or difficulties. Hashem wants a person to overcome obstacles, and through that to increase his desire and prayer. Hashem wants a man to go through difficulties and obstacles and fallings, because through that the man is going to increase his desire and his prayers. That's what Hashem wants. Because that's real. That's when I've really achieved something, when I've overcome a difficulty. There's no difficulty of going downhill. If there's nothing preventing me, nothing stopping me, I didn't achieve anything. But Hashem gave me perfect understanding of the Gemara on day one, and I went right through Shas. What did I do? I achieve anything? No, achieved nothing. Yeah, but I learned it all perfectly. Yeah, but I didn't actually do anything. If I struggle on this page for a day, or 2 days, 3 days, now I've got it, so now I did something. If I started the page and my wife calls and I have to run home and I have to come back and then I have to start again and I have a look and then I still do it, I've achieved something great. But if I just got given it on a plate, didn't achieve anything. Right, the main part of our Avodat Hashem is that we can't really progress in Avodat Hashem without becoming more humble. Right? With just Ga'ava, any progress is false. It's not real progress, it's like doing it for me. Right? When I progress in my Torah, davening, whatever holy endeavor, if I'm progressing with Ga'ava, I'm not progressing at all. It looks like I think I'm progressing, but I'm really, right? The only progress that true it can only come with humility, and that's also what our wife does to bring us down. All the obstacles and difficulties come that in order that we can grow in a safe way, in a healthy way. Growth with humility is real growth.
And then why does he put us in first place? In the position. Speak in the first place,
yeah.
You always bring it on, understand? And you test him in the situation.
Right.
Understand? Now it's way, she tests him. So then she will now, where is on the first place? And then you say, okay, Hashem is on the first place. So okay.
Obviously, but we have to make our wives feel that they're in the first place. But why am I doing that? It's because I know that's what Hashem wants. So the truth is, Hashem really is in first place, but he wants me to put her in first place. That's his desire, his will, is that I do that. Tov, Adkan, thank you very much.